Blog Talk Radio.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside when there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you got pain,
he's a pain taker. If you feel lost,
he's a way maker.
Freedom,
baby.
Yes, yeah, he is. Search for the light of day in the dead of night. We all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We all run with things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life.
Hi, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. The interview today is with Mr. J.D. Ramsey of Southern Vision Entertainment. His own Show Talk with Angela Butler, talking about his two plays and how he's been working for years now on his plays, on his theater plays. He's the director, producer, and probably the writer, too. We're going to find all that out in just about 5 seconds. How are you doing, Mr. Ramsey?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Ramsey?
Hello, Ms. Butler?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All righty.
How are you doing?
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mr. Ramsey.
Well, I'm actually not Mr. Ramsey. I'm Mr. Thompson, Micah Thompson. I'm one of the main characters and one of the
Mr. Ramsey,
films.
Are you there? I apologize for my mistake. How are you doing, Mr. J.D. Ramsey?
I'm doing great, Angela. I'm doing real good. Oh, man, just
sorry about
sitting in the crib,
up.
Avoid the ring right now, but it's good.
It's good, huh? Okay, well, we have been having a lot of rain here in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, off and on.
Tallahassee on back. So your company is Southern Vision Entertainment?
Yes, ma'am. It's Southern Vision Entertainment. We started in 2004, and we made our first short film in 2008, and we've been making a short film every year since then.
Wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations that you're hanging in there.
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So you have two plays that you're on Show Talk with Angela Butler to talk about. Would you like to go into details?
Yes, we have. Well, we have two short films that just got completed, and one of them is up for distribution, and we're going to try to have a public preview, and the other one. It's just hit YouTube last Tuesday, so you could go on there and see that now. Both projects, one project is called Looking for Love, and it's about the dating app service and how the ins and outs of the dating app service, and the other project is called Ain't My Fault, and it's about basically the social injustice of black males trying to get jobs, and they have to resort to another plan to be successful.
Okay. All right. Did you write and direct these plays?
Yes.
Theater plays?
Yes.
Well, they're really films. Yeah, they're not exactly theater plays anymore, are they?
No, ma'am. They're films, short films.
Okay. All right. So, but you wrote these and directed them, am I correct?
Yes. Yes, I wrote both of them. Yep.
You're
and,
very
and
talented.
Directed them. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we shot it last summer. Each project took 2 days to film. And the first days were we shot all the indoor shots, and the second days we shot all the outdoor shots. So everything came together pretty good. The cast was wonderful. On the phone here, I got the starring actor for Looking for Love project. He's here with me today.
Okay. All right. So how are you doing, sir? Mr. Smith?
Mr. Thompson, how are you?
Mr. Thompson, okay, thank you for correcting me again. I better get it together. All right, Mr. Thompson,
no,
who's the lead
fine.
Actor in which film?
Fine.
Which film?
We're Looking
are
for
you
Love.
The lead actor? Okay.
Looking for Love.
So tell me about the character you're playing.
Film.
Is it an intense character?
Well, the situations that he endures is intense. I would say that. The character's name is Terrence. He's a younger male that is really looking to find his soulmate or someone that he's compatible with. So he gets in such a desperation that he goes ahead and he decides to try the dating apps on the phone and on the computer. And once he dives into that realm, he finds that on the internet there's a lot of crazy people, a lot of people that are not being genuine, and he finds himself in some peculiar situations that he has to work his way through.
Okay. So he goes through problems through a dating app through the internet, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Many of
those
them.
Challenges and tribulations. It can be dangerous dating on the internet. Very dangerous. You don't know who you're involved with. And they're not local
yep.
people. Usually they're from out of town or another state. So
yeah, and that's
you,
why
you don't
I
know the
to
background.
Write the
back in the day, back in my day, they used to ask who you folks are. Nowadays they don't do that. Through the internet. So you kind of playing Russian roulette. Go on,
yep,
sir.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. That is exactly the truth. Now with technology, you can Photoshop and add different filters, and you really don't know who you're speaking with over the internet. Some of the cases, you know, you could be speaking to someone that completely looks totally different from what you imagined. But you dive
yeah,
into
some of the photos don't be of them that they send you.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. And then you dive into this communication. You're excited because of how dating goes. So you're thinking, hey, I have a new person that I made a connection with, and they look to be a pretty okay, decent individual. And then once you go to meet with them, you're taken by surprise, and you're saying, hold on, this is not the person that I viewed on your profile.
Okay. Yeah, that and it can be a disappointment. It's also deceit and a lie. That's the first sign of a bad relationship anyway, the beginning of something not good. When you start a conversation or relationship or friendship off with a lie. So, Mr. Ramsey.
Yes.
You've made this film. And I like the way it sounds. I would like a copy of it, autographed too, sent to me, mailed to me. That's this coronavirus, you can't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
Can't eat out.
Okay.
I like an autographed copy.
Okay.
So what is the second film about?
The second film is it's about four brothers. They're all best friends, and they sit on the porch, and they do this every single day. And three of them decide to come up with an idea to get jobs, and there's one. He's telling them, like, man, you're not going to be able to get jobs because most of the jobs are not for us. They're for other people. And they're like, man, we have to overlook the possibilities and go ahead and go for it. So the three guys decide to go out and get the jobs, and they sit around and wait on the for about 2-3 weeks and never receive the call back. And the other guy's like, see, I told you guys, like, you're not going to be able to get jobs or whatever. And they're like, man, whatever. We're going to follow up on the applications, and we're going to see if we can get these jobs. We're going to go right back up there and talk to them. So they go and do that, and it wasn't successful. So now they have to figure out a plan because all of them wants to make some type of money financially. They're tired of sitting around doing nothing, not having an opportunity. And one of them come up with an idea to start a business, to buy some land, start a business. They did the research and found out how much it was to do that, and they saw that the number was kind of high. But then they decided to come together to unify, and once they unified, came together, they did what they had to do for 2-3 years until they got the money. And when it brought the property, they started their own businesses.
Wow, that's great.
This movie's, yeah, it's a very great movie that I recommend. A lot of people need to see it, and it fits today's time too, with a lot of racism and stuff like that that's going on. This movie like fits right in there, is to give us that hope and that encouragement that if we stop killing each other and start looking at each other and unify with each other, we could do some amazing things for our community amongst each other, because now is the time where we need to do that. Instead of depending on the government and others, we need to build up our communities again and do what we need to do as black people.
Yes, sir. I agree with you, Mr. Ramsey, J.D. Ramsey. Now is the time. And racism has always been here. It's not just this time period. Racism has never went away. The killings have always happened. It's just you got 24 hours news media, you got the internet, you got all sorts of sources where you can get information from. These killings have always happened. Discrimination has always happened.
Yes.
It's not increased. Discrimination has not increased. Racial profiling has not increased. It's just more known about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, with the technology age and cameras everywhere, yeah, it's more exposed now, and it's out there. So hopefully things will change due to the circumstances. That's what I'm praying for, and I'm hoping, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Yes, sir. How are you going to distribute your DVDs?
Well, now with the filmmaking game, everything has changed. So now a lot of movies are going streaming. And what we do is we hook up with a online distribution platform where we submit our project, and if it passed the quality control, then they'll go ahead and shop it around for us and get it on platforms like Amazon Prime, UVA, digital video, Vimeo video. So now it's all about the streaming service. So now we just submit it on to the actual company, and if it passes the quality control, then it'll get on the platforms out in public.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's the new way now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been doing Show Talk with Angela Butler for almost 11 years. You're the first show
wow.
I did in a week, though, because I've been, well, a little over a week, because I've been ill.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be helped. I didn't have Corona, though.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I had a severe allergy.
severe allergy. Yeah, it's a lot of pollen going around right now because I tried to go get some Advil sinus and they're sold out everywhere. It's at Walmart. So, yeah, it's that time of year where the pollen really is kicking in. But on that note, if anyone wants to see Ain't My Fault, it is on YouTube. It's going to be there probably for another week or two. You could go to Subdivision Entertainment and look into our playlist on Subdivision Entertainment short films, and you'll see it right there at the top, Ain't My Fault, or just type it in, Ain't My Fault, and you'll see it pop up by Subdivision Entertainment. I'm telling you, it's a great film. You don't want to sleep on it. It has a lot of golden nuggets in it. And it's inspiring and it's encouraging. And I encourage every African-American brother out there to watch it. Just get together in groups and watch it and just have that discussion of the things that you heard in the film. And Looking for Love, I submitted that to Sundance and Peachtree Village International Film Festival last week. So I'm going to see how that turns out. Hopefully it'll get picked up because I really think Looking for Love is an awesome project that a lot of people need to see because it definitely raises that awareness about being out there dating on the social media, just realizing that you could get yourselves in some dangerous situations if you're not being careful with that tool. So hopefully that film will get picked up, and then we're going to try to have a public preview coming up here soon. Right now, there's all this corona stuff, has a lot of stuff shut down, but we're going to be working behind the scenes with different companies, hopefully the Challenger and Learning Center, and to see if we could have like a public preview within the next 2-3 months to get everybody out to see this Looking for Love project.
How many actors do you usually work with?
It depends on how big the cast is. But for Looking for Love, we had a cast of 6 people. And Ain't My Fault, we had a cast of 6 people. So it's usually around between 4 to 6 people that we'll cast for any given project.
If people want to invest in your films, or they want to be an actor, actress in your film, how would they contact you?
You could go to www.subdivisionentertainment.com, and on our website, we actually post the projects that we have currently casting. And then all of my information is on the website on how to get in contact with me and submit all your headshots and your information through the information that's on the website. So everything is on that website. And we're on Facebook and Lindex and Twitter everywhere, too, so you can reach out through those platforms as well.
Okay. So basically my next question has to be, not only about the distribution and about investing in your company, how would someone go about contacting you when it comes to not just investing but advertisement? Do you do advertisement in your films?
No, that's something that I do want to do, and that's something that we are working on, is trying to get out more to where we can start receiving advertising and more.
You should really try Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia. You should really try. It's booming with films and theater plays and TV shows. Booming with it. You really should try to make some contacts there in Atlanta.
Okay,
many
yeah,
of people have become a success by reaching out to different corporations in Atlanta. Coca-Cola, even. You know how to write a, what's it called? Proposal? Coca-Cola, just a lot of different people.
Okay.
Well, actually, the Peachtree Film Festival, it takes place
yes,
in Atlanta. So that's
one
of the...
I thought that was Atlanta, Peachtree.
Yes, ma'am.
So that, so we'll be venturing out there and trying to make contacts and seeing talent in different avenues once everything's completed and submitted. We're just waiting for that green light.
All right. Okay. That's the right move. That's the right move. Make them connections. So, Mr. Thompson,
yes,
how long
ma'am.
Have you been an actor?
Well, I acted all of my life. I started with plays and stage plays with my local church and my district congress of Christian education. Shout out to Florida East Coast Congress of Christian Education. That's where I got my start doing biblical-based plays. And as I got better, I was able to take lead roles in those plays, playing people like King Nebuchadnezzar and Isaac and things of that nature. So that's where I found my love for acting. When I came to Tallahassee, I wanted to pursue it further, so I looked and I reached out and I found Mr. Ramsey. I gave him my portfolio. He gave me a smaller role in one of his short films, and I stayed hungry, and I stayed bugging him and bothering him like, hey, you know, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to get out here. I'm ready to make moves. And he said, okay, you know what? I have a film for you. I believe that you'll fit it perfectly. And it's going to raise awareness on an issue that is very prevalent in our community right now. And he sent me the script. I liked the script. And we shot the film.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. That's really good. Mr. Ramsey.
Yes.
Do you have any more films? I'm sure you do have other films in the making. But do you have any other projects besides films that you're working on?
Any other projects besides film? I'm working on trying to get my own channel right now. I like the there's a platform on the internet that I could go through to get on Roku TV. So I think that would be a good look for Southern Vision Entertainment is to get our own app and channel where we could run our own content for 24 hours around the clock, 7 days a week. So that's a little side project.
iHeartRadio, the app.
iHeartRadio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to put this interview on iHeartRadio. I'm selling Spreakers.
Okay, great. Working on their
own TV channel. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Have you found any other film companies in Tallahassee to work with, or is it cutthroat, too cutthroat?
No, I haven't found any other film companies. Yeah, it's pretty much cutthroat. When I'm ready, I just go on Craigslist and social media, and I'll start casting projects, so people hit me up from there. Then we go forward from there. But I am open to working with anybody, any production company around here in Tallahassee. I'm open for all types of collaborations if it's doable.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. So you reached out to me, and I had reached out to you, and I'm congratulations on your films. And the cast, and for hanging in there and still hanging in there and pushing and trying.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all of that. And hopefully,
thank you so much.
Hopefully I'll be able to say I knew him when.
Okay.
So,
hopefully you will be able to
travel
say that,
with your.
Traveling? Not yet. My goal is to try to build an audience here in Tallahassee, and once we get that, then I want to venture out to other black cities like Atlanta, Houston. But definitely I got to lock down hometown first. So we're doing a lot of work around here to try to let the public know we're here and to get the public to come out to support our work and stuff.
Okay. All right. So when am I going to be in one of your films?
We got a lot of projects coming up, so I definitely would consider you for a role that we have.
Okay. All right. Around what time period?
It might be real soon because the next few projects that I'm getting ready to work on, I'm getting ready to hit the religion market. I have a couple of spiritual scripts that I definitely want to try to get the religion fan base to follow us. And these movies are powerful, very powerful, nothing like you've never seen before. So it has a lot. I need a lot of people for these projects. So I definitely will consider you.
Thank you. Thank you. I was in Greenleaf, Oprah Winfrey's Greenleaf. It was a religious film. I was in the church scenes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on a Tyler Perry film years ago, Madea Goes to Jail. I've worked with T.Y. Martin, a theater play director, where I played two roles. I worked in the film Skip Tracer. My agent back then was Donna Hovey of Rare Quality. I can do some acting.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's definitely good.
Yeah, I didn't have starring roles or main roles, but I was in them, and I showed up, and I was on time and everything like that.
Okay. So what type of roles do you like to play?
Me personally, I would like to play someone's mother or somebody's older sister or auntie or something like that.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, we could definitely make that work.
Yeah.
In the next film.
What did you say, sir?
I said you could be my mom or my aunt in the next film.
Okay. I think that's up to Mr. Ramsey. But thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so my next question has to be, if you got Peach Street and you got the other
Sundance
that you submitted to, what's next? What's next for you? Just more? Are you going to do more and more films, which I hope you do, because you pretty much said it. But are you going to keep doing one a year?
I'm actually trying to step it up more. But what's next is I have a project that's being distributed right now called Slabs, and it's I left it as a continue, so I'm going to go ahead and finish that series and try to we're looking at filming that sometime before this year out. We're keeping an eye on the pandemic and to see how things go within the next month or so. And then after Slabs, I definitely want to get into this religion films that I have. Definitely powerful. One's called The Holy Spirit, and the other film is called The Angel. The Holy Spirit is a story of the church world meets the street world meets the supernatural world all in one. And it's a powerful story teaching people about the power of God's Holy Spirit that's within us, and it goes more into details. And it has a lot of green screen, special effects, stuff like that. So it's going to be a very powerful film. And then The Angel is another one where the supernatural is going to interact with the reality of there's a main character whose eyes are open for 24 hours where he can see in the spirit realm. So it kind of gives insight into another dimension that's around us type story. So that's next within the next 8 months.
Okay. All right. Sounds very interesting. Very interesting. Something I would want to watch.
Okay. Yeah, the scripts are so powerful. They're very powerful. a dialogue until it's something that people definitely got to see.
Oh, okay. All right. Good luck with your distribution, too. I pray it's a success. And I hope you win at the Peachtree and Sundance. I hope you win.
All right. Thank you. I hope so, too.
I really do. Okay. So is there anything else you would like to talk about that hasn't been covered in the interview? Like, do you accept co-writers, or do you accept other people writing, script writings, or do you stick solely to you? I know there's a lot of legal stuff in there when you start accepting other people's scripts and things, but do you do that?
I call that collaboration.
You do that so you can't be sued.
I do collaborate. It just has to be contract based. And what we do is, if you come with a script that you want us to help you film, then we're going to have a script also that we want you to be involved with. So it's like one of those tit for tat things that we help you with a project, you help us with a project. So that's how we collaborate. So we're open to co-writers and people who wants to come in and collaborate with us.
Okay. All right. That sounds interesting. I'll be getting back with you after this interview, too.
Okay.
Okay. I might want to collaborate with you, too. I've had something that's been in my mind. I wrote books on it, but I've been working on it for about 8 years now. And
wow.
Everybody I approach says everybody's got a history like that, or a film like that, or a theater play like that. It has to do with Jim Crow and sharecroppers and a family that was sharecroppers for decades,
wow.
for decades, from generation to generation. So I would like to discuss that with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so how much do your films cost, your DVDs, how much do they cost, and where can people buy them at?
We're not selling anything on our website, but you can go to Amazon Prime, and if you type in Trippin', that's one of our movies on there, it's called Trippin', and they charge $2.99 to see it. If you're not an Amazon Prime subscriber, if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can see it free right now. But if you're not, then it's only like $2.99 to see it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'd like to say thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back. One more thing. Is Amazon the only place they can see your films?
Yes, right now. Yes, Amazon Prime Video.
Okay. All right. I just want to get that clarity,
everyone.
And
my website,
when you
too.
Listen to this, your website. What is your website?
Yeah, the website is www.southernvisionentertainment.com. We have a video section where a lot of our films are up there, too, if you want to check out some of our work.
Okay. All right. So I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate the opportunity to interview you. I look forward to interviewing you again.
Okay.
And this will be on iHeartRadio soon.
All right. Thank you
Miss
so much for inviting
blog
us.
Talk.
All right. Thank you so much for inviting
Not
us.
Not iHeartRadio, the app.
The app.
All right.
Okay.
If you go to the Roku device, and Google
mm-hmm.
Show Talk with Angela Butler in the iHeartRadio thing, in the app on Roku, you'll see Show Talk with Angela Butler. You
okay.
can listen to my shows there, and yours will be one of them. All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you so
thank
much,
you for
Angela.
Show Talk with Angela Butler. God bless you, Mr. J.D. Ramsey.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles.
You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. When there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you got pain,
he's a pain taker. Somebody testify.